The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, world. This is Trish Adora, your Pan-African World Diaspora Champion, and you are listening to John Orlando on the PVDcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVDcast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode 310. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this episode. It is November, and that can only mean one thing for wrestling fans. That is the annual WWE Spectacular, the Survivor Series. And on this episode of the PVDcast, I'm going to be joined by, once again, my good friends, Ringside Rand and DJ Joey Blaze, collectively known as the Pro Wrestling Pundits. And we are going to dissect, analyze, give our opinions, give our predictions, give our insights to what might go down this Sunday at the Survivor Series. And you know that oftentimes these episodes with the Pro Wrestling Pundits go a little bit long, so I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to get right into thanking my sponsor, World's Greatest Comics. As you know, they are your one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, back issues upon back issues. They got basically everything you need for your comic book fandom. So you need to stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you could check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com. And they're even on Facebook. Just look for at WG Comics. And please let the fine folks at World's Greatest know that you learned about the shop from yours truly right here on the PVDcast. All right, with that out of the way, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And then on the other side of the break, you're going to hear myself, along with the Pro Wrestling Pundits, break down, analyze, and discuss the Survivor Series. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another fantastic Survivor Series preview. I am joined, of course, by the Pro Wrestling Pundits, DJ Joey Blaze. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I wish you would call me the purveyor of porn stars today.
We are live and in living color right out of the gates.
Let's just run with it.
Okay. Ringside Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing well. The crowd outside, it reminds me of that problem we had last time at Astroworld.
Oh, too soon! Too soon! Ah! Joey, are you all right?
That one hurt. Like, that jump goes further across the line than what I did.
All right. Well, hey, I gotta be honest. We gotta do something to make this episode entertaining, because, good God, we have hardly anything to talk about. Because no one in the WWE knows their ass from a hole in the ground, as my mom would say. We have a pay-per-view in just a few days.
I still think they're writing it.
Oh, yeah, you think? Jesus.
This is thrown together, which is a shame, because for decades, Survivor Series was a big deal. Now, is this because of the new kid on the block, AEW? Is it because they're releasing so many people?
It's because Vince doesn't know what the hell to do anymore.
Or is he too busy with NXT 2.0 ABC?
I don't know.
So I think right now he's kind of stuck in a wrestling purgatory. I've been thinking of a way to really look at it, because they've had their highs, they had their lows, and they're just running right in the middle, because what else can you do with some stuff? Now, I'm not making an excuse for them. They're making very stupid moves. The last round, I don't understand.
The last cuts, you mean? The last round of cuts.
Exactly. Okay. The last round of cuts. There is, like, there's a change coming, and it's going on, and is pro wrestling the way to go? But here's the thing. We focus so much on it, and they're still getting ratings. They're still getting ratings across the globe. He's still seeing money, and that's all they care about. It's about the bottom dollar. They don't care about, you know, the dude that's been loving wrestling and is the quote-unquote pro wrestling fan, which is the what they're trying to push now in AEW, that they're the number one pro wrestling company, which is cool, but I still like my entertainment too. And they've touched on some of that a little bit, but I don't know. Raw last night, I don't know if you guys caught it all, wasn't too bad, comparatively speaking.
Compared to what's been on the air, yes.
Exactly, and that's what I'm comparing it to. You know, it's not Attitude Era good stuff. It's not, you know, some of the things, a lot of good things we saw, but it was a little bit better. But it's just weird that I was spiraling out of control and not knowing which way it's going to go.
And you have to think, part of these cuts, part of some of this decision-making, is it because the WWE is up for sale? I mean, that's been a rumor that's been going on now almost, you might as well say almost a year now. Is there somebody out there that is whispering, hey, we'd love to have the company?
I heard there's a local guy with the initials J and D that was looking into it. That could be quite possible. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. I think it's good. I think they need a change. But I would have rather seen a change. Like, so here's, I love all the memes, like, of where they're making fun of the last Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but they put Triple H's face on Will Smith's.
Yeah.
Where's all, you know, he's going to be back from his heart attack and went going through all that, his surgery. And where'd everybody go? Yeah. And that's good. I don't know. And like, I thought he was going to be the one because he did, with the quote unquote black and gold brand, they did some really cool stuff.
They did. And now it's like, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's in a purgatory. It really, truly is. I watched the very first episode of the new NXT 2.0. I was so bored with it, I have not watched another episode. I read every week what happened, but I'm not going to spend 2 hours watching it because it's hot garbage.
They're happy with just having kid fans and the casual fan. They're not focused on the hardcore fan.
Now, when WCW went out of business, my thought was, now there's only WWE, or F at the time, all those WCW fans are going to turn over to watch Raw and SmackDown. And they didn't. They just went away.
Right.
Their audience did not double when the competition went away. Is that the same kind of thing that's going on here? Or are they going to Impact or AEW to watch?
I think we're seeing a lot of the people that used to casually watch it back then, where I'm getting messages or texts like, hey, what do you know about this AEW? So it's bringing those people back out because it has that WCW vibe.
It does.
Every week there's a surprise. I'm waiting for them just for limos now to just start pulling up out of nowhere.
Who's on the limo?
Sid Vicious's car getting beat up every week. You know, stuff like that. But it has that. I've enjoyed it. But I have a lot of... I can really pick AEW apart with their storylines. But it's just something refreshing, and we all like to have something. We like that new shiny penny sometimes.
And you know, here's a prime example. My cousin is an adamant AEW fan now, where he's always been a wrestling fan. It was he and I, throughout our childhood, wrestling nerds. And for a while, his attention dipped. I mean, he still followed it, but he's like me. Why would I want to sit and watch 3 hours of Raw, just read about it on the internet in a couple of hours? But not now. Now it's actually, I hate to use the term, must-see TV for him on Wednesday nights. He wants to watch AEW. He looks forward to it, you know, so...
Destination TV.
Yeah, Destination TV. And so, you know, I don't know why the WWE can't figure that out and make it must-see TV, you know, but I don't know. I don't know. There's no easy answer, I guess.
They've had the guys on their roster that's making it must-see TV for them right now.
Absolutely.
Like, the guys that are putting on, you know, I know that MJF's the best single in wrestling right now.
Sure. Absolutely. Agreed. 100%.
But outside of that, You know, I mean, but you have Darby, which draws the kids in. But, I mean, you have FTR. You have El Idolo. You have Malakai Black. Holy shit, did they drop the ball on him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, hell, guy that created from WWE, Cody. You know. So
I think the most unique character on this show is Orange Cassidy. There is nobody like that anywhere else.
Yeah, I can deal. I always turn the channel when he's on. It doesn't do anything for me. But they're taking guys that, I hate to say recycle, but they're actually, you know, with Miro. Like, Miro's had a nice little change, and he's doing well, and it's building towards something where they'll probably bring in Lana or whatever, CJ Perry or whatever. But that part, they're doing cool, but as far as the long-term storylines, everything's so week to week, it's really weird to me.
And I think the other thing, that real quick, to kind of wrap this up so we start talking about the actual pay-per-view, you know, I feel like Tony Khan's going to try to sign everybody, and there's no reason to do that. You know, there's MLW, there is Impact. Sadly, there's no Ring of Honor right now. But, you know, when you look at, you don't have to sign everybody. Let some people go and go to other places. You know, that's why.
But when you got the money.
Well, I understand.
And
I understand.
Got, and you got the, you want, got your internet content, and you got your two shows, and, you know, now they're moving stuff over to TBS. Right.
Right.
So why not
sign AEW everybody
Saturday night? Because WCW signed. Think about all the people that would go through on, would watch it on a Saturday night. You know, so why not sign these people? You know, if he has the money, and if I'm a worker, shit, why not? You know, I might as well take the money, and I only have to work a couple times, 3-4 times a month, because they're not touring.
Right.
You know, so I think it makes the most sense. And I think it's leading that route because, don't get me wrong, Jay Lethal is an amazing wrestler.
Sure.
But with all this other influx of talent they're probably getting ready to bring in, how long is he going to be at the top of the card there?
Right, exactly.
I'm kind of anxious to see the Briscoes there if they do that, they pull that trigger. Because that's another rumor that's going around pretty hard, and he's going to look past how crazy they are and bring them in because it's the almighty dollar, you know. But anyway.
Well, it's an interesting time. We'll just leave it at that it is unique that we here are going to discuss a pay-per-view that is constantly being rewritten. It's not all the way finished yet. And I know we usually say these on these preview shows that obviously we're recording this before the last SmackDown, but hell, at this point, I don't think they're going to be able to have everything written out by Friday, the way they keep changing things up and everything.
Well, I have some theories through this, too. I think they can take Survivor. I think they might almost want to be in cruise control. And I think when we get to Royal Rumble, I think that's going to be a big reset.
Okay.
Because they've switched up the rosters. They can finally start going the direction they want to go. But they might plant a couple seeds in Survivor Series, so we'll see.
Here's my question. I think, you know, is the draft, is it impactful as it once was? I don't think it is. I think it's lost its luster. I don't understand why they even freaking do it anymore.
I think you're right. I think it's lost its luster. And it seems like whenever they move somebody, they don't even tell you why they moved them.
Yeah.
I think there's, oh, he's here because he's mad at him. Oh, he's on the other show.
And then swapping the belts is just repulsive. I hate that. What's the point then? The belts, you've just told me that the belts mean nothing. If you can just swap them. I think it's a totally bad idea.
They're not catering to you.
Right.
They're not catering to you. You're
absolutely correct on that.
And when you say belts mean nothing, virtually all these matches are champ versus champ.
With no title on the line.
Right.
Exactly. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's jump on into it. So let's start off with the 5-on-5 men Survivor Series elimination match. You have Team Raw consisting of Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, and now Austin Theory. If I remember correctly.
That's what I got.
Is that who they interjected?
Yes, because Rey Mysterio got beat up.
When did they put him on the team?
I read this afternoon that he was supposedly on the team.
Okay. Because I watched Raw last night. I didn't see anything today.
Yeah. So
there goes my, no pun intended, theory.
They'll be taking on Team SmackDown consisting of Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, King Woods. And that might be a question mark there because of what happened last week on SmackDown. Happy Corbin. Can I just, for a moment, real quick, just going to vent for a minute. As if I hated that jackass when he was Baron Corbin. Happy Corbin And Madcap Moss is the worst shit that I have seen in a very long time.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible, but...
What the fuck is it? It's, hey, we're comedians from the 1920s. Nobody cares. Stupid.
They had the vaudevillains, right?
Right.
Like, but but what sucks, though, too, with that is both of those guys have a roster spot. And you think of all the guys that caught. So either they know where the bodies are buried, or Vince likes it because that's his NFL connection.
And see, that's my thing. Why are you not just pairing those two up and they're two football douchebags, right? Like, that could be their gimmick. Not this horrible W.C. Fields-esque comedy. It's, oh my God, it's horrible. I hate every time he comes on the TV.
That, in a way, is more of a WCW character than anybody else in this match.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. We also have one more slot that needs to be filled, and I'm sure we're going to find out on Friday's SmackDown who that's going to be.
And there are fewer and fewer choices of who that can be.
Exactly. I'll go ahead and start, because this is my wacky prediction, all right, for the episode. It's my wacky prediction. Friday, they don't tell you. For some odd reason, they can't tell you who the TBA is to be on this team. So we go Sunday. Is it going to be 5-on-4? So Team SmackDown makes its way down to the ring. And then you hear the bells. Bong. Bong. That's right. I say The Undertaker comes back. And he leads Team SmackDown to victory.
I think that could be a possibility. I think Lesnar could be a possibility. But my out there one, too, is somebody that they released.
Oh, bring them back.
Did they really release? Exactly. Which could either be Mr. Wyndham Rotunda or Braun Strowman.
How about Samoa Joe?
So Joe is, they didn't quote-unquote release him, which they could, I mean, if they want to bring him back to the main roster. But I think if they want to make a surprise and make an impact on it, they bring back one of the stars that they released. Because I still feel, even though all those names got released, there has to be a work in there somewhere. That's a lot of names the last couple releases, right?
Right, no.
Like 60 people in a year and a half?
I think something like that, yeah, yeah.
And some of those guys, I think their no-compete's up. I think Strowman's no-compete was up, as so is Wyndham, Rotunda,
mm-hmm.
Bray Wyatt. So why not, you know? Why not put everything aside and, you know, and take care of some stuff, hide some money behind the scenes and bring them back or do it. Or like I said, maybe just to work, give them that time off. We're going to release you, but then a surprise. Will they do a big surprise? Probably not, because they suck huge monkey nuts. But that would be really cool. And that would be a great way, not only if they kicked off the show with that, and then boom, they hit you with that, then that makes you want to watch the whole show.
Right,
exactly. That also gets Twitter and other...
Oh, yeah, social media is a buzz. Oh, absolutely. I picked Team SmackDown. Joey, which team do you think is victorious?
Well, I was going to go Team Raw. I didn't realize. I thought it's going to be battling surprise entrance, but if Austin Theory, which I love that he's getting a push.
I do, too.
Which is awesome. But I'm going to go Team SmackDown, too, as well.
Okay, Rand, your thoughts on the 5-on-5?
I like Seth Rollins as this Joker, wild, provocateur, laughing all the time character. I like that. I kind of wonder where he gets his clothes. And I almost think that maybe he should use Macklemore's thrift shop as his entrance music. I like the way we don't know what Kevin Owens is.
But see, I think, and you know, this is going to tie into another prediction. I think they're trying to do too much at this particular point. You talk about cruise control. I don't see them on cruise control. I see them again like haphazardly throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing if it sticks. You know, that's
so they're bringing back the FBI.
Oh, that would be awesome. Bring back Nunzio and Tony Mamaluke.
Tommy Rich.
And Tommy Rich. That's right. There you go. So who do you see going over in this?
I'm taking Team Raw.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm going to be honest. It was hard today to sit down and go, I think this is going to... Because number one, you don't know if the teams are going to be intact by the time Sunday rolls around. And two, there's been very little build. Very little build.
Which was great the year that they involved NXT. That was awesome.
Yes.
And even going into that show, and then the match was awesome because it came down to Keith Lee and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins.
And see, here's my thing. I wrote down here, why is there not more NXT matches on this pay-per-view? Since you only, as of right now, have five matches.
And there's no NXT takeover.
Right, exactly. Like,
and there isn't, because they got rid of that name, that supposedly, too.
Yeah, so why not have, like, the Diamond Mind and Joe Gacy in a Survivor Series match against Gargano, Loomis,
well, aren't they three other War people? Games is coming up.
There's another pay-per-view where it doesn't matter if you win or lose.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast episode. But, I mean, why not fill in and highlight? You have this brand on USA Network. I mean, it's
and highlight like some of them Golden Boys. But then here's another one. Why in the blue hell is LA Knight jobbing down in NXT? Why is he at least bring him up to the main roster and have him job?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't. Yeah, exactly. I don't.
Is that your fact check? Hey, turn your phone off back there.
It's all right.
Oh man,
Spencer's new. He doesn't know.
Yeah, that's what happens when you put on Facebook that you're looking for somebody.
First of all, it was Craigslist, on Facebook. Okay.
I can't get the same stuff I was looking for on Craigslist nowadays. They took it off there. No more back page either. It sucks.
All right, let's move into what I was alluding to with overbooking. Big E is going to take on Roman Reigns, a champion versus champion singles match. Rand, what are your thoughts on this bout?
Why have a champ versus champ match if it doesn't? If there's no belts up, what is this leading to? Is this going to be like one of them loses a title and has a rematch at Royal Rumble or WrestleMania? I mean, there's like a dozen guys you could have run-ins.
Oh, and that's exactly how it's going to end, because they booked it that way. They've given us this, that there's Rollins, Owens, the Usos.
Well, we had Street Profits and RKO and RK-Bro involved.
So yeah, I don't know. Go ahead. Well, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. So you're not really looking forward to this match?
No. I see Roman Reigns winning, but what does it matter? I mean, why have an exhibition title match?
Yeah, agreed. Well, they do that every year. I mean, they've never...
No.
When we bring up that same thing every year, why don't they just merge at least the main title, right?
Right. So
but they haven't done it. They won't. But overbooking, that's a great word for this, because the different people you can have run in. What the thing is, it just makes it so glaringly obvious that Roman Reigns is going to win.
Yeah.
There is no chance in hell. That's some good shit, guy. That Big E wins.
What's the chance of Brock making a surprise appearance?
That's not a bad prediction, and that would be exciting. Again,
it takes out both of them.
Yeah, that would be exciting as all get out. I mean, that
and
would
he
be awesome.
Leaves with both belts, but not Paul.
Anyway. Yeah. They could. That would be awesome. That makes sense. They're not going to do it. It's going to be...
He could be Brocky Two Belts.
Brocky Two Belts. He basically...
Big deal, Brock.
Roman, we know, is going to win. There's going to be some type of interference because people are going to get involved. That's exactly what's going to go on. So, I mean, it's really...
Do we see The Rock here? Or do we wait to see him after Royal Rumble?
Because
that's a rumored match for Mania, is Roman and Rock.
And I think we see that after the Royal Rumble. That's what I think, yeah. I think that's a big, big spoiler. A big surprise, excuse me, not spoiler. Big surprise that people will want to see.
I think Mr. Johnson is in Australia doing a movie currently.
Well, he's got a Netflix one that just debuted, too.
Yeah, hey, the man's busy. Got to give him...
Busy man.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to... You talked about it, Rand. We have another champion versus champion match. It's RK-Bro taking on the Usos. DJ Joey Blaze, what's your thoughts on this match?
I think the Usos win and Riddle takes the pin, causing Randy to get even more pissed off at him.
Do you think they'll survive as a tag team, or the friction's going to increase and they'll have their blow-off
match? I think
the
friction will increase, but I don't think you see them wrestling till Mania. I see them keeping them around till Mania, in my opinion.
I don't think it'll last that long. I think they have their blow-off match at the Rumble.
Okay. So are you going with the Usos as well, Rand?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going the other way. I don't know. I just feel like the RK-Bro still has some legs on it. I think before they break them up, they give them another, they give them a few more victories to kind of build them up a little bit more so that when that separation happens, it means a little bit something more. Of course, that makes logical sense. So, I mean, that's not probably going to happen, but I'm picking RK-Bro as I think that they will be victorious over the Usos. All right, let's move on to Becky Lynch taking on Charlotte Flair in another champion versus champion match. I mean, let's just be honest, folks. It's champion versus champion or Survivor Series match, so I don't even know why I need to say that. But anywho, Joey, who do you think is going to win? Do you think it's Charlotte Flair or do you think it's Big Time Bex?
Well, I think at this point right now, they're giving Charlotte everything she wants because of how everything's been going on, and they don't want to lose her. So I think Charlotte wins this one.
And you think they're giving her things to keep her there?
Oh, I totally believe they will. Because after a little blast blow-up that they were talking about with her in the back, and she wants to go be with her mans, maybe, and they just, they're worried about all that. So I think Charlotte wins. I don't know about a schmoz because you don't, these guys aren't really feuding with anybody that would cause a schmoz. Like, I don't see Liv Morgan running in. And then who's Charlotte even feuding with right now?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Because she did that match with Shotzi, but then now Shotzi's and Sasha.
Right. Or going head to head. Rand, who do you think goes over?
I'm going to disagree. I'm going with Becky Lynch. But somehow Charlotte will look good in the end, maybe after then beat her up.
I agree with you. I think Becky Lynch, because I think they put a lot of effort into this Big Time Bex character. I think that they want to keep it strong. I think she goes over, probably dirty somehow, to still make Charlotte look...
Hold the tights, roll up.
Yeah, maybe that or something. You know, feet on the ropes, whatever. But I think Becky still is the victor. And, you know, it is interesting to see where they what they do with Charlotte, because I'm absolutely in agreement with you, Joey. What are you doing with her? I mean, she was kind of gone for a while. She came back. She had the short program with Shotzi, which, by the way, as a side note, I hate heel Shotzi, by the way.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, I like babyface Shotzi better.
Where's her tag team partner?
Is she injured again?
I don't know.
Tegan Knox? Knox.
Somebody at the door?
Not to be confused with Mike Knox.
Don't get me started on Mike Knox. You know what I used to hate about Mike Knox? I always compared him to Bruiser Brody. I'm like, shut your effing mouth. He is not man enough to carry the furry boots of Bruiser Brody.
Not at all.
No. Yeah, so let's move on to our next and final match that we can discuss, although there's a couple rumors that I would like to touch base on. We have the women's 5-on-5 Survivor Series elimination match. We have on Team Raw, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, and Queen Zelina. Side note, did Carmella get some enhancements done? Because she's looking very chesty, much chestier than before.
Why don't you ask Mr. Graves? Hey, dude, your woman gets some big boobs?
Spencer, can you get on that?
Get him on the phone. It's 412 area code. It's Pittsburgh. Let's go.
Let's go. And then Team SmackDown is Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Natalya, Shotzi, and TBA.
Is this a different TBA than the other match?
Yes. Yes. So the Undertaker's not coming to wrestle
not
with the
Michelle
women's
Cole
one.
Dressed as the Undertaker.
She came out with the hat. And the... would be awesome. Oh my god, that was a good one, Rand. All right, I'm just gonna start it off. I say Team Raw is victorious because I think you have three big time contenders for the women's title on that team, and Belair, Liv, and Rhea, and I think they want to keep the push going. So I say Team Raw is victorious.
I think Rhea's taken a big step back.
Oof.
I think she...
That's an understatement.
Going from a main event title contender to part of a comedy team.
Yeah.
I think she deserves much better. I think she actually makes the win. And maybe there's some friction between her and Bianca.
So I think it comes down to...
So Rand, you're saying Raw. Sorry, Joey.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I think it comes down to the same three that you spoke of, John. Mm-hmm. And then I think it comes down to 3-on-1 with Sasha being the lone survivor for SmackDown. And then somehow she escapes and takes out one of the three, but then she'll eat the pin with Team Raw winning.
Okay, so we're all unanimous there on Team Raw.
And I'm willing to bet Natalya has more ring time than anybody else on her team.
Combined?
Yes. Natalya will have the majority of ring time for SmackDown team.
Okay. All right.
Who's going to be the TBA then?
That's a great question. I mean, let's see. Who is... I mean, they got rid of a bunch of folks that would have filled in nicely.
Perfectly.
But no dice on that.
That'd have been a perfect spot for Mia Yim.
Oh, I think Frankie Monet.
Yep.
Frankie Monet would be awesome in there with the flashy Sasha Banks, and you know that would be an awesome team.
How about a surprise return by Bayley?
She's not ready.
She's not ready yet.
She doesn't have to be in the ring. It could just be showing up at the door, people staring at her, and get the surprise roll up.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, that's possible. Who else? I mean, is there that could fill in? I mean, Nikki is on the other side. She's on Raw, so that's not happening. You know, they got rid of B-Fab.
What about Doudrop?
Doudrop's on Raw.
But she's not happy. She was going after people.
You know what? You're absolutely right, because they probably could do, we've had a trade, you know, and just, you know, they've done it before.
She could go into business for herself.
Indeed. I don't know. I can't think of any other signees. They don't call anybody up from NXT. They're not calling Mandy Rose up, probably.
No, not for this.
They're not calling up, Dolan and James.
So you know who it's probably going to be. You're going to fill the glow. She's not on the team, is she?
No, Naomi is not, and she is on SmackDown. So there you go. That's who it's going to be.
Absolutely. Is that a worthwhile surprise?
Because they got to pay off this thing she has with Sonya.
Yeah, and we forgot Aaliyah is also on the roster. She was supposed to be, and then she got removed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a mess. I know people, you are sitting at home going, this is confusing. You guys are just jibber-jabbering. Well, this is what we've been given. So
I imagine this is how their creative meetings are, too.
Yeah, probably. But you know what? You know who is creative? Comic book creators. And you know what, folks? I need to let you know about a great sponsor of the PVD cast. That is World's Greatest Comics. You know, they're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And they got everything you need.
Everything. Bags and boards?
Bags and boards they got.
Oh.
Single issues, graphic novels, comic book supplies.
Action figures?
They got action figures, Rand. They got it all, man. I told you they got it all.
Free parking?
Free parking included.
That little midget took my money. He said, to park here, you got to give me $5. But I was right up front when I went in.
Hornswoggle.
I don't know.
It was not Hornswoggle.
I've seen him in Columbus Gold before, so I don't know.
Well, anyways.
Who knew they had valet parking?
I can assure you that World's Greatest Comics does not have valet parking. So if anybody tries to valet park your car when you stop by the store, tell them, no dice. But anyways, you're going to need to check them out. As I mentioned, they're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville,
Ohio. Are they on the web?
They are on the web, Brand. You can find them at WGComics.com, and they're even on Facebook. Just look for at WG Comics.
Are they on OnlyFans?
They are not on OnlyFans.
How about MySpace?
You mentioned that, but I have MySpace made an appearance on PVDcast a couple episodes ago when I spoke to Jarrell Pyro Johnson, who still has his MySpace accounts posted on his social media. And they still work, believe it or not.
Does he have a Fansly?
I don't know if he has a Fansly. I don't think so.
That's the new OnlyFans.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right. I was unaware of that.
Well, I got to make money somehow.
Well, you know. I know. Shoes and action figures aren't going to buy themselves.
It's true.
Word. So there's a rumor that we are going to get one match announced here on SmackDown. So I don't know if this is going to happen or not. But it would be Damian Priest taking on Shinsuke Nakamura, another champion versus champion.
But I think they mentioned that on Raw.
Did they mention that on Raw? Yeah. So that is booked. Okay. Yes. Well, let's go ahead and let's talk about it. What do you think about this match?
I think Damian wins. I think Shinsuke will make him look good. And there's a real good chance we have interference. Just because...
Why not?
Why not? This, I think this might be on the pre-show.
First of all, it's a shame if it's on the pre-show because that's a nice matchup.
It is.
That is it. It's the most interesting matchup we have, to be honest with you.
And you're going to see the Los Lotharios or whatever they call them now. Because since they, you probably will see them interfere and cause Shinsuke to lose. So that would be my thing. But I'm going with Damian Priest as well.
All right.
Which would be a shame. I'd rather just see a nice solid match with
Rick
Boogs just right there ringside with him.
I'm picking Nakamura because I think maybe Rick Boogs does something to accidentally interfere. You know what I mean? Like he's air thrashing in front of Priest. Priest shoves him and he shoves him back and then he walks into the Kinshasa and there you go.
Are we ever going to see Pat McAfee interfere?
No,
especially with Nakamura because he loves them. Like, are we ever going to see him? Because he did that with Shorty that went to AEW, baby.
Oh,
they have
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole.
So
you know, look, keep Pat McAfee right where he is. He is really
good. He was really good when he wrestled him.
I know, but he was great at the commentary table. Keep him. Yeah. He actually makes listening to that team of him and Cole actually enjoyable.
Are you over Cole at this point?
I am so fed up with him. I was done with him about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's just gotten worse gradually to me every time I listen to him. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's just trying to make us, like, I guess it goes back to what I said earlier. He doesn't commentate for me and you.
No.
He commentates for the
casual fan.
Casual or just ridiculously not smart fans.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fed up with him, but I don't like Jimmy Smith. I think Jimmy Smith and Corey Graves and Saxon, I think they're a terrible threesome as well.
Who was the guy from ESPN that lasted like 3 weeks?
Adnan Virk.
Did you like him?
He was okay. He wasn't bad.
How about Mauro
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
I love Mauro Ronaldo. I wish they would bring him.
I like Todd Phillips.
Yeah, Todd Phillips
was
fine.
I thought Todd Phillips was a great straight man.
Yes, I did too. I didn't see why they needed to get rid of him. I don't know.
And they just got rid of one of the ring announcers too.
Yeah, was that Greg Hamilton?
Yeah, but yeah. From right here, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about one thing that I held on. I know we've been talking about NXT earlier on and whatnot, but there's a rumor now that maybe, just maybe, NXT 2.0 is going to get a little more racy as they want to go to a TV-14 rating. What are your guys' thoughts on a TV-14 rating for NXT?
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
I like it. Now, will they bring back the zombie for that? Like,
I don't know if they'll bring back the zombie. I don't know.
No, that'd be awesome. They got great characters there for that as well. That I think can play off of that as both, you know, if they want to get a little racy with the females, if they want some guys to have a little bit of a potty mouth, they have the characters there to do that, in my opinion. I would just love for Bron Breakker to come out with his uncles at one point. Like, that would be awesome.
Oh, that's got to happen. You got to figure that's got to happen. It's got to.
Do you save that for a moment like WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Or the Royal Rumble?
You hold that.
As a surprise. Could it be a surprise entrant?
Ooh, Bron Breakker being a surprise entrant?
Sure, we got room.
Okay. Well,
no, it's on SmackDown, right? Is the
SmackDown,
opening.
SmackDown, yeah.
They're talking about the Beverly Brothers' son.
Oh.
Because he was on SmackDown. He was in the back with Adam Pierce.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. He looks like he's part caveman. I forget his name, man.
Okay.
But, he's Beverly Brothers Jr. or whatever.
Yeah. Wait, was he Mike Enos's kid?
I know. What's the taller one?
Oh, that's
Bo Beverly.
Wayne Bloom. Okay.
Yeah, it's Wayne Bloom's kid.
All right. You know who I would like to see? Just real quickly, I'm just going to throw it out there because we need more of him. You know, maybe instead of The Undertaker coming out as TBA, Baron Von Raschke. That's right.
I know you popped like crazy for that.
I popped like crazy for that. Yes, and to think, 8-year-old John hated Baron Von Raschke, but I pop for the old guy now.
You change, your tastes change over the years.
Indeed. All right, how about one other little thing? Since we're, you know, talking about creative and we're talking about how the WWE writing is awful and all that jazz, there's a story that came out that Petey Williams from Impact and TNA is being fast-tracked to be a producer for the WWE. Now, apparently he's had a little bit of experience, you know, booking some matches and running the back a little bit for Impact in recent months. But he is currently now shadowing Michael Hayes, to learn the process of becoming a producer. So my question, A, will he at least start telling talent, stop doing the Canadian Destroyer as just a regular hold, it's a finisher, and B, does this make a difference, Petey Williams being on the creative staff? What say you, Joey?
Well, I mean, it's a cruiserweight. When you got a guy that can do all the stuff that he was able to do over the years, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. But I think they've had several guys that were that same cut out that same mold already come through that they could have used and they didn't. But yeah, that's a whole. You talk about a podcast about holds that are used middle of a match that should be a finisher, like what you just said, the Canadian Destroyer. So here's my thing. I'm going way off topic.
Go ahead.
Which do you see more in AEW, super kicks or tope? So what are they called? Supersedas?
Yeah, tope suicides.
Suicides. Which one do you see more?
I don't know. Spencer, get Excalibur on the phone. We can't pronounce this.
Yeah, he can pronounce everything. But seriously, though, those are two things you see all the time. But now, I mean, when Dustin Rhodes is doing the Canadian Destroyer, let's move on to something else.
Yeah.
And you're seeing a lot. But no, I like that you said that. But, I mean, Petey Williams is no Michael Hayes. Michael Hayes has charisma. Like, he's been down the roads to... What's all Petey Williams really done? I mean, he's done some New Japan. I think he was in New Japan, wasn't he?
I believe he may have done some tours, yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
Did he do Ring of Honor?
Yes. He has done some Ring of Honor.
God, he might have been on that one show we went to back in the day in Wilmington.
Yeah, 2004.
Jesus. But
there were a lot of big names that came out of that show.
Oh, yeah, there was. Look, think about it. Danielson, Joe, the Briscoes. Caprice Coleman was on that show.
Punk was on that show.
Daniels. Yeah. Colt Cabana.
Yeah.
Right?
Kazarian?
Kazarian, I don't know. Jimmy Jacobs was.
For those of you who don't know, this was at a Holiday Inn hotel.
It was. It was at the Roberts Center in Wilmington, Ohio.
The R&L Center in Wilmington.
Yes.
As you're driving to Cincinnati, it's a hotel with a banquet room on the right-hand side. They overbooked the front row, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And then also, too, you forget that there's two banquet halls, and the other banquet hall was a gun show.
I don't remember that.
Yes, there was a gun show.
I do not remember that, but that's awesome.
But I think the gun show was ending as we got there because, like, you know, they were done at, like, 6 or 7 or whatever, and then the wrestling started at 7
I think there's
eight.
A Max and Irma's in that building, too.
There was, yeah.
One of the few remaining.
So, anywho.
Reminiscing.
That's right. You're getting a little bit of everything here.
Passing
tonight.
Time with the pundits.
All right. So overall, we will, in a few weeks, sit back down and see as we will recap this particular event. But I'll end with this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 meaning you're ecstatic, 1 meaning you could give two shits, where are you at on this scale for this Sunday's Survivor Series?
I'll start off with a 4.
Okay.
I don't miss Sunday night pay-per-views. This lineup sets the bar pretty low. There's plenty of room for improvement, and it won't take much to be a pleasant surprise. If this match was a wrestler, his name would be Lukewarm.
Very nice.
Yes, nice.
So 8 to 10 years ago, if you'd asked me this question, I'd say, oh, solid 8. Mm-hmm. Survivor Series, I loved it. Like, mm-hmm. And you talk, they bring it up a little bit about the pageantry and the history, but it's not the same. Why even talk about it? Because it's not the same when they were showing the, you know, they're trying to build it up. But sadly, I'm with Rand. Like, I'm at a 4. I'm not going to watch it. I'll go back and fast forward, like, on Monday. I'm not going to watch it. It just doesn't have me drawn in. So I mean, I would give
over,
a four to
him. Over the years, this is traditionally one of the big four. Mm-hmm. And we've seen the arrival of The Undertaker, mm-hmm. Rocky Maivia, mm-hmm. the Gobbledygooker. Well, you got to take the good with the bad. Yeah. But there's usually a big event. And I don't see anything on this card that says this is one of your tentpole pay-per-views.
TBA, baby. TBA.
That's what it's got to be. I'm in agreement with both you guys. I'd give it a five. I'm half and half. I'm halfway excited, but also halfway I could care less.
Dairy or non-dairy?
Non-dairy. Okay. Yeah, I agree with everything that you said, Rand, that there doesn't seem to be anything that stands out. Joey, I agree with you. In fact, I would love to have an entire pay-per-view of Survivor Series matches like it used to be back in the day.
Four on fours
or five on fives.
I can remember having a Thanksgiving at my grandparents' house, and we're all eating Thanksgiving dinner. Then where's Joey? Joey's upstairs hitting the AB button on the cable box, trying to just get a listen of what's going on with Survivor Series.
Man, listen, I used to, on Thanksgiving Day, I used to do a countdown. 9 hours till the Survivor Series. I had a chalkboard in the garage where we would have Thanksgiving usually, and I'd mark 8 hours, 7 hours. That's what I would do, man, because it was something, it was a big deal. But let's be honest, none of those holidays matter anymore. You know, you think, and I know this is going a little bit off topic, Survivor Series was always on Thanksgiving. You had Starrcade on Christmas night. You know, originally I think it was on Thanksgiving, but then they moved it to Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. World Class had Star Wars on Christmas night. You know, those holidays.
Great American Bash.
Great American Bash was always on the 4th of July. Yeah, and there used to be so much history that went along with, hey, we unwrapped all our gifts. It's in the evening time. The company's all left. Let's go to Nassau County Coliseum and see some wrestling.
No, it's just gone. But I think now that's a whole other podcast too. I think that's kind of the way we veered with society as well. You know,
yeah. Well, and that's that right.
That was a family type of thing too. You know,
yeah. Yeah.
But in the early days, there were only five pay per views for WWF.
Right.
And there were.
Can you name them?
Rumble, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam. I got four.
King of the Ring,
which actually meant something.
Right.
Now they're doing it on Raw or SmackDown, and we have King Wood and Queen Zelina, who, by the way, is the least threatening woman I've ever seen.
With a great English accent.
I mean, she's 4.5 feet tall, 100 pounds. She works hard. She does a lot of good things, but she's not a threat to anybody, is she?
Well.
She likely take a title?
I don't know. That remains to be seen. All right, Joey, tell folks where they can find you on the internet.
Well, if you do some digging, you can probably really find some crazy stuff about me on the internet. But you can find me on Twitter, on the Twitter machine at DJ Joey Blaze. Just don't look at who I follow, or at least don't look at their pages. You might feel a little gross after that goes on, but just. Give me a follow, though. That's fine.
Okay, that was the weirdest hype I have ever heard you say for your Twitter.
I am. I'm full of weird hype. I'm still trying to figure out that name we talked about.
Okay. Before. Anyways, Rand.
Next subject.
Yeah, next subject. Rand.
On Twitter, at Rand Dittmar. RANDDITTMAR. And for the next couple of Fridays, I will be at various retail outlets ringing the gold bell for the Salvation Army.
All right, there you go. All right, gents, in a couple weeks we'll reconvene and we'll see what we got right and what we got wrong. I hope we got a lot wrong, to be honest with you. That's a challenge, WWE. But anyways, with that...
Prove me wrong.
That's right. Guys, thanks. Really appreciate it. And with that, I'll throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand, the pro wrestling pundits. And you know, we discussed what might happen this Sunday at the Survivor Series. We gave you our 2 cents worth.
and maybe you want to make a comment about what we said on this episode, well, let me tell you how you can reach out and get in touch with me so that you can express yourself. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email if you like, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Or you can leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just simply look for @PVDcast. And maybe you'd like to let some folks know where they can hear the PVDcast. Well, there's a ton of different places. Let's start off with PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, which is a great place to get every episode. But it's also available through all of those other major podcasting outlets like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher Radio, all of those fantastic outlets. All you got to do is go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. I really need you to rate, review, and subscribe. Rating and reviewing is incredibly important as it helps move me up the charts, and subscribing means that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. And don't forget that I do a Facebook broadcast every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I play the weekly episode. I also kind of hang out and monitor the program. So if you have comments or questions, you can drop them in the comments section and I'll interact with you. It's a whole lot of fun. So all you got to do is go over to the Facebook page. Again, it's @PVDcast any Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can catch the live Facebook broadcast. See, I'm giving you a bunch of different ways that you can hear this great podcasting goodness. But with that, I think I've talked enough for this afternoon, so I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you once again for checking out the episode, and I shall chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2021.